This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the White House has a few suggestions for agencies that are charged with dishing out COVID relief money. One senator thinks the Census Bureau should use data already collected by other agencies. And a new report shows the Pentagon's habit of kicking modernization efforts down the road may now come back to bite it. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Office of Management and Budget has a few reminders for the agencies responsible for distributing new COVID-19 relief funding. OMB says it will use human-centered design principles to distribute relief funding and achieve what it says are more equitable results. It will also work with the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee and agency inspectors general to ensure financial assistance is going to the right places. OMB says the guidance is consistent with President Biden's recent executive order on racial equity and his commitment to evidence-based policymaking. The disability claims backlog at the Veterans Benefits Administration is up thanks to the pandemic. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
VBA has 212,000 disability claims, at least 125 days old. The inventory stood at 77,000 claims this time last year. VBA says it's working with the contractors who handle the exams needed to determine whether veterans are eligible for certain benefits. But members of Congress aren't convinced VBA has the right plans to address the backlog. VBA says it will cut the backlog to 140,000 pending claims by the end of September. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Census Bureau used IRS records to enumerate 6 million people in the 2020 count, but Senator James Lankford says it should work more closely with the IRS in the 2030 count. Acting Bureau Director Ron Jarman says the Bureau is starting work on a project that integrates census geospatial information with administrative records from other agencies. But Jarman says IRS data has limits, since not all individuals in the U.S. file an annual tax return. The Biden administration will preview the president's 2022 budget request next week. The Office of Management and Budget says it will propose discretionary funding levels, top-line agency spending goals, and guidance on additional agency investments to Congress. A more detailed budget request is expected later this spring. The goal is to give Congress some basic information so it can start the annual appropriations process. Most administrations submit their budget requests later than the usual February timeline during their first year in office. The Postal Service sees brighter days ahead in its 10-year strategy. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has the details.
Through a combination of agency cost-cutting, funding and legislation from Congress, and permission from the Postal Regulatory Commission to relax first-class mail delivery standards, USPS expects to reach a break-even year as soon as 2023 and generate modest annual profits each year after that. By 2030, USPS will go from $160 billion in projected net losses to a $0.2 billion net profit. While USPS seeks more time to deliver first-class mail, the agency is looking to roll out same-day and next-day package services. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A new report says the Defense Department should prepare for the terrible 20s as modernization due dates start to hit. The study from the American Enterprise Institute says the Pentagon has been punting its responsibilities in the past. Now DoD is taking the risk that something might break in a big way. The report says there is no easy way out of the fiscal bind and that leaders need to plan for mitigation, hard choices, and planning for worst-case scenarios. The Army says more of its soldiers are choosing to manage their own moves. Soldiers have always had the option of hiring their own moving companies or simply renting a truck and taking a full do-it-yourself approach. But DoD changed its policies last year to reimburse for soldiers 100% of the cost of what the government would otherwise pay to moving companies. The Army wants to incentivize more soldiers to take the personally procured move route, especially during the peak summer moving season. Progress has been made in the Army in reducing training mishaps. General Joseph Martin, Vice Chief of Staff for the Army, tells the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness that training accidents are the lowest they've been in years. He says Army aviation mishaps hit their lowest point in the last 10 years while maintaining the highest readiness. Ground vehicle mishaps are the lowest since 1972. 13 soldiers have died in training accidents thus far in fiscal 2021. Changes to the way the Army reports accidents are yielding more data. General Martin also tells the Subcommittee on Readiness that a new system implemented in October has increased compliance and timeliness by 97%. The Army Safety Management Information System makes it easier to report minor accidents. It also allows anonymous reporting. The Air Force says 3D printers led to better trained airmen. General David Alvin, Vice Chief of Staff for the Air Force, tells the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness that single vendor lock-in makes it harder to get parts for aircraft. With diminishing sources to get those parts, aircraft become unable to fly. But investments in additive manufacturing, like 3D printers, allow the Air Force to make the parts itself in some cases. This means more planes are available to fly and pilots get more training hours. Members of the Air Force who want to get ahead in their career should break out their reading glasses, as the service's top airman is updating suggestions for what troops should read. Here's Federal News Network Scott Massioni.
Air Force Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown says he's an avid reader. As such, he's creating a leadership library that will evolve as new ideas are published, recorded, and debated. Brown's list isn't just stuffy books about military tactics. It includes a Netflix documentary called The Playbook, which interviews legendary sports coaches about leadership. The list also recommends a podcast episode which talks about revolutionary ideas in the military and a book called The Infinite Game about building more innovative organizations. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
And the National Park has a new selling point, the benefits to visitors that come through their ears. Federal News Network's Tom Temin explains.
A just-out study published by the National Academy of Sciences manages to quantify the beneficial effects of the sounds of nature, minus the noise of mankind. The author's testbed consisted of 221 locations in 68 parks. Now, few sites had no noise and only natural sound, but even those with a mixture had positive health effects on people. The authors say their findings could lead to park layout changes to enhance what they call the soundscape. I'm Tom Temin.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.